And say if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared. What's going to hurt you?
I'm not going to hurt you.
Do you ever use the word ain't?
Well, no, not in this. It's incorrect, and a lot of people think that all the people down in the South are educated. They get that idea. And a lot of time people use it just for greens, as I say, just being facetious, I guess you'd call it.
That's how you use it?
Yeah. I'd say something. Somebody say something, I'd say, I ain't gonna do it, you know, like they, you know, just being facetious.
Say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say, no,
it wasn't I.
Okay. And say if you were having an argument with someone and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about this, you'd say, well, I'm right. What? You say, am I not, or ain't I, or aren't I?
No, I wouldn't say ain't I, and that's all, just like I said, you know.
How would you say that? I'm right.
I really don't know how I'd say it, just off the bat, you know.
Yes,
that expression off the bat, just off the cuff, or whatever you want to call it, I don't know just exactly how I'd answer it. I might answer it correctly, and I might answer it incorrectly, because I know good English, but I don't always use it.
If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very...
Oh, you might say it's pretty attractive.
Okay. And a child would say, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even
prettier.
And what would you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
And
a lot of people don't. My daughter won't wear one. I do.
To sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Well, they don't use... It's safe to be a gentleman that use pampers.
And soup you buy comes in a can made out of...
What?
Soup comes in a can made out of...
Tin?
Uh-huh.
Some of it, and some of it is a type that's mixed with aluminum, I think, mm-hmm. supposed to be less... less likely to cause some... Oh, any kind of
food poisoning.
Poisoning, mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Talking about money, you say a dime is worth
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
What would he wear? A tie, generally.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're talking about?
The whole outfit would be called his
suit.
And if he just bought it, it'd be a
brand new suit.
Okay. What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
A three-piece suit for a man?
Uh-huh.
He might have a coat and vest and trousers, a coat and vest and pants, whatever you want to call them.
Did you ever hear any other name for vest?
Yes. What?
Did you ever hear waistcoat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what women wear out too. I'm gonna make me one. Turn my brown suit I'm making. I'm gonna make a waistcoat.
Uh-huh.